Awakening doesn't come easily, so he plunged back into his practice, particularly into meditation. And in particular, he took up the story of Chao Chu's no. He took up Mu. And I've already said that by Harquin's time, happened of course long before in China, there was this long tradition of meditating on contemplating the stories and sayings of the old masters, the sayings, the exchanges. The stories were brought together in various collections, and these stories were commented on by other Zen masters, and the commentaries were often as bewildering as the exchange itself, designed to help you probe into, dig into the question, the problem, to generate that deep, profound questioning. So he took up the koan, that's the Japanese for koan, the legal precedent, the koan. He took up the exemplary exchange, the koan, and started to dig into it to see, in order to awaken, to see things as they are. By Harquin's time, what you meditated on was what's known as the hua tu, the, as it were, punchline of the story. You know the story, you know the background, you're imbued with that, but you take up the one phrase or the one word that sums up the whole thing. And in this case, it's mu, no. And one of the great koan collections is called The Gateless Gate, collected by and commented on by somebody called Wu Men, who means gateless. And the first koan of that collection is Chao Chu's no. So I'm going to read you what Wu Men says about this, how you should meditate on no, on Chao Chu's no. To practice meditation, you must pass through the barrier of the masters. To attain this subtle realization, you must cast off all dualistic thinking. What is this barrier? It is the single word no. This is the front gate to Zen. If you go through it, you see Chao Chu. You tangle eyebrows with Zen masters. You see with their ears. Sorry, see with their eyes, hear with their ears. Isn't that a delightful prospect? Wouldn't you like to pass through this barrier? And then he tells you how you pass through this barrier. Arouse your entire body with its 360 bones and joints and 84,000 pores of the skin. Summon up a spirit of great doubt, the doubt I've been talking about, and concentrate on this no. Carry it continuously day and night. Do not form a nihilistic conception of vacancy. Don't think of no as yes or no, or has not. It must become like a red-hot iron ball you have swallowed, which you vomit and vomit but cannot bring forth. Cast aside all your old misconceptions. Slowly, naturally, purely, the inner and outer become of a single piece. Then suddenly you arise to startle the heavens and shake the earth. How do you concentrate on no with every bit of your strength? If you do not falter, you will light a lamp to benefit the world. And then he gives a verse. The dog, the Buddha nature. Chao Chu's pronouncement, perfect and final. A moment of yes and no, lost our body and mind. This is extraordinary. Chao Chu's no, to does a dog have Buddha nature, is no ordinary no. It's a no that says no, not only to yes, but to no as well. It's a no that says no, not only to yes, but to no as well. It's the no beyond yes and no. A moment of yes and no. This really is the great doubt, the deep doubt. We go along thinking everything is. People are the way they are, solid and substantial. I'm here, you're there. But look into it. It's not like that. People change, things pass on, they're insubstantial. You could think in the end, they are not. The vacancy, the nihilism. But that's just a notion, that's just an idea. You are here, right before me, and I'm here too. But if I look for you and you look for me, we won't finally find one another. Yet, we stand facing one another. So the great doubt embodied in Chao Chu's No is the doubt that sweeps away any and every idea, any and every conception, any and every notion we have about life, even the idea of nothing. This is what you have to do, eventually, in Buddhist practice. At first, you steadily build up out of faith and confidence, out of concentration and meditation. You build up your precepts, your spiritual friendships, you study, you build, as it were, yourself up. But then you need to examine. You need to look into yourself and everything else. You need to see what's actually there, what's going on inside and outside. This is actually reflected in our system of practice in the order. The first two stages of a practice are to do with integration and developing creative emotion, mindfulness of breathing, metta bhavana. Then you do the practices which are concerned with contemplating shunyata and insubstantiality. There, those practices are concerned to bring about the great death. Beyond that, other practices to do with the great spiritual rebirth. Anyway, Hawkwind really took it up. Out of great faith and great determination, he dug into Mu, endlessly, silently repeating it, feeling it deep inside all the time, whether he was sitting meditating, whether he was walking, whether he was sitting down, whether he was lying down. He just developed the great doubt. No, 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 no. The no that is not no. The no that is not the opposite of yes. The no that is no to no. The great question.